أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي أنشأ جنات معروشات وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 142 of Surah Al-An'am. For the last few ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about the ill of the Quraysh of Makkah, the polytheist, that the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to them, Allah had put it into their ownership as a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It ought to have been spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It ought to have been given out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet they did not have that capacity of thinking that it should be done in that way. They had given to the idols, and then they had given to Allah, and then that also in an unequal proportion. So in this verse and the verses that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan had been sent onto this world for the benefit of insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created many different modes of rizq and sustenance for insan. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places in the ownership of man, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us insofar as his ni'mats are concerned, a person should then spend from there for the sake of Allah ta'ala in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ. It is He alone, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created gardens that are trellised and gardens that are not trellised. Trellised means, if those that have seen the grapevines, how they are put onto a structure and they hung onto the structure, and that is the mode that it will grow. Other creeping plants, they also will only grow in that way, or they will give the maximum harvest in that way. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created it. Allah gave man the intellectual power, capacity, that this is how your grapevines will grow. It has to be trellised, it has to be hung on the structure, and that is the maximum that you will get in that way. Then there are other plants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that it does not need to be done in that way. It will grow, some will grow in the ground. If you look at the melons and you look at all of the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have done them all in different ways. Some under the ground, some just above the ground, some growing, some are trees. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the multitude ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes our sustenance to grow. And then on top of that, Allah ta'ala says, وَالنَّخْلَ وَالزَّرْعَ. Allah ta'ala says, and then the date palms, look at where the dates will be found, right on the top, high above the surface, so that it gets that fresh air, the fresher air, and the atmosphere is different there, as opposed to, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالزَّرْعَ, and that of crops, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ, which has different foods, which has different tastes, different nutritional values, different medicinal values. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that, oh insan, do you not see one soil, one water, you'll get different types of plantations, different types of crops, one seed, one tree, one branch, you will get one fruit that sometimes is sweeter than the other. That is all the kudrat, that is all the power, that is all the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of that Allah ta'ala does for the benefit of insan, for the benefit of man, and then Allah puts it into our ownership as a very great ni'mat of Allah. There's two ways we need to see this. One is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Allah puts it into our possession as our sustenance. That is a ni'mat of Allah, which is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah speaks about two more. Allah says, وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالرُّمَّانَ مُتَشَابِهًا وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهًا. Allah ta'ala says, then look at the zaytun, and then look at the rumman, look at the olive, look at the pomegranate. Not only is it a food, not only it is something that will sustain you, something that will nourish you, but Allah ta'ala put other values, medicinal values in these two, like the others, but particularly these two, the olive and the pomegranate. And then Allah ta'ala says, mutashabihan wa ghayra mutashabih. Some are similar, some are unsimilar, some are different. In all of this, in actual fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this very great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should we do when Allah ta'ala has given us so much? Allah says, kulu min thamarihi idha athmar. When the fruit has been born, when the tree gives off the fruit and it reaches its fruition, then Allah ta'ala says, eat from it. In other words, that also insan you can't do. You will plant the seed, and then you will water the land, and then you will harvest. Everything in between, all of it, is all in the hands of Allah. And when Allah brings that fruit to its total capacity, to its full size, when it ripens, then insan, Allah ta'ala is saying, eat from it. But of course, when you eat from it, then what should you really do? Allah ta'ala says, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِ, and give its right on the day of harvest. What is the right on the day of harvest? One interpretation from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to the zakat of the land. We have zakat of our wealth, our gold, our silver, our monies, etc. Like that you have zakat of the wealth, a zakat of the land. Zakat of the land will be in two different ways. If whatever you harvested was because of the rains that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you didn't have to use any irrigational system, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give 1/10 away, that is 10% of the crop, no nisab, whatever comes, give away. And then if you had to use your irrigational systems, your wells, etc., then Allah ta'ala says 5%, 1/20, give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. On the other hand, others have also extended and expanded on this, that is what we call ushar, that is the zakat of the land. But besides that, a person should also give out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is not, a person does not fulfill all the other obligations of giving out the zakat of the land, at least the minimum we can do, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sustenance, that is the haqq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rozi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wala tusrifu, and do not make israf. Now here the word israf actually would refer in the general sense, a person begins to become extravagant, so that is regarded as israf. But according to some narrations, there was an individual that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, he had given everything away in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat as a charity. What then happened was the other obligations became difficult for him to fulfill. The obligations of sustaining his family, etc. So some of the commentators have said, do not make israf. In other words, do not transgress the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in becoming extravagant. That is the one aspect of it. Allah has given you, fulfill the haqq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't become extravagant. extravagant in overspending from the wealth that Allah has given. On the other side, do not be extravagant. Do not exceed the bounds and limitations of Allah, that you give everything away. And then obviously the other obligations, your family, your subordinates, you have to look after them. Now there is nothing for you to have, nothing you have that you can look after your own family. And now you become deserving of the charities of Allah, of other people. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who transgress the rules and limitations of Allah insofar as extravagance is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.